ICIS podcast. My name is Jasmine Koo, and I hope everyone tuning in today is safe and well. Today with me, I have Bonnie Yin, our editor for the Asian Toluene Market, and she will be sharing more with us today. So, Bonnie, how has the market been performing in the last few months?
Well, the toluene market in Northeast Asia stayed relatively muted for a couple of weeks, basically due to mixed market views and a widespread wait-and-see attitude among market participants. Producers previously offloaded their cargoes to other regions while netbacks are still attractive and currently don't have any inventory pressure, thus they wouldn't lower their indications to meet the importers' buying levels. Well, downstream users and traders also sidelined themselves with ample inventory, while the downstream margins remain stable. Those factors all lead to a stagnant market in Northeast Asia. Well, in Southeast Asia, market got softened in the past 2 weeks. More spot cargoes were available from both producers and traders. A few offers were heard from European sellers, which rarely happened before. However, buying sentiment was getting weaker as sustained cost pressures slowed down the offtake rates from downstream sector, together with COVID-19 spike in certain regions, while distributors were cautious to take any more than necessary cargoes amid the increasing supply and lackluster consumption. In India, distributors tried very hard to increase the exact prices to maintain a healthy margin, which weighed on the buying sentiment from the downstream in the domestic market. Well, for important tolling, distributors have been adopting a wait-and-see for a couple of weeks, and until recently, there was improvement as the oversupply was eased slightly.
Thank you, Bonnie. So how are things from a supply-demand perspective?
Supply has generally been improved as some plants resume operation from previous turnarounds in Northeast Asia and more spot cargoes available in Southeast Asia. In the same time, the arbitrage window between U.S. and Asia remained unattractive, which left more cargoes available in Asia. On the demand side, Asia demand was soft to stable. Lots of importers had lined themselves with ample inventory and waited for clearer supply and demand fundamentals. Distributors in Southeast Asia were significantly more cautious as they had sensed the increasing supply. And in addition, slowing down consumption from downstream sectors made it very hard to pass the cost pressure to end users.
I see. So can you tell us a little bit more on how the market is expected to perform in the near term?
In the near term, there may be limited improvement from the demand side, which means the prevailing weak demand persists, while supply for main arriving cargoes in Asia may stay ample. In the same time, if the arbitrage window between the U.S. and Asia see further improvement, and whether the imported sentiment from India will be able to hike or not, may further influence the supply and demand fundamentals across the whole Asia.
Thank you very much, Bonnie, for sharing your valuable insights with us today. So please be sure to check the ICIS dashboard regularly for more updates and information. Take care, stay safe, and we'll see you again.